Now here comes daddy.
Now here comes daddy.
And here goes mommy.
And here goes mommy.
The baby's pretty.
The baby's pretty.
His name is Johnny.
His name is Johnny.
Now here comes daddy.
Under the fields. Under the fields. 60 years you've been under the fields. Under the fields. Under the fields. 60 years you've been under the fields.
Good day and welcome to episode 6 of the Montreal Burger Report. In this episode, Ed Hocko,
also known as Blur,
and Chris Zeke Hand start off at Gaines Bar, a neighborhood bar in the Villeray District on the Plaza Saint-Hubert. They discuss a little bit of the history of the plaza and then try to guess as to the type of place and the type of burgers that they will experience when they go to Le Fast Food. Gaines Bar is located at 6289 Saint-Hubert, and they open 7 days a week from 2 in the afternoon until 3 in the morning. The phone number is 514-272-7657, and their website is www.gainesbar.com. Le Fast Food is right across the street at 6390 Saint-Hubert. They too are open 7 days a week, but from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m., although they open earlier on weekends and close later on Thursdays and Fridays. The phone number there is 514-271-3069, and the website is www.fastfood.com, F-A-S-T-E-F-O-U.com. Montreal Burger Report is a radio show, podcast, blog, something or other, whereupon Bork and Zeke go out, have a couple of burgers, some beer, and in very generalized terms, try to inform you about the wide and wonderful world of burgers in Montreal.
But how'd you find this bar? Because we're at Gaines Bar on St. Hubert.
I have a friend who lives in the neighborhood. Actually, I'd heard about it before because my sweetie came here one time last year and with some friends for some reason. I don't remember what. And she came back saying, hey, you know, there's this really cool bar up there in St. Hubert and we should go. So okay. I said, yeah, okay. I'm always happy to learn about a new bar. But, you know, for whatever reason, we just kind of never made it.
Mm-hmm.
And then one time... back in the spring, I have a friend who lives in the neighborhood, and we had to go somewhere for a drink, and we were in the neighborhood, so he said, let's go to Gaines Bar,
because okay.
This is, you know, his neighborhood, his local, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So we came in, and I thought, wow, this is really cool, and I took a few pictures inside. And when I got home that night, I said to my sweetie, I said, hey, there's this cool bar we should go to. And I showed her the pictures, and she said, oh, hey, that's that bar I told you about 6 months ago.
Okay.
So there you go.
Now, it strikes me as being sort of similar to Elsa's in sort of design.
Yes and no. It is in that it's full of crazy old stuff and mm-hmm. things. It's a little more put together than Elsa's. Elsa's yes. is kind of random.
Although now, less so now.
Yeah, that's true. Whereas this place is very much has a theme, which is like the boudoir with the, you know, the Louis XIV sofas or whatever, and the sort of velveteen looking walls and the plush baroque mirrors.
I get a kick out of the fact that it's sort of like a French bar, French from France as opposed to French from Quebec.
Yeah.
Everybody's drinking Quebecois beer.
Well, of course. You don't go out of your way for a Cronenberg. So.
No, or a 1664.
There you go. But the question is, where are we going for burgers tonight?
Le Fast Food.
I've never been there. I don't even know if I've heard of it. I think I read about it somewhere, but that's all.
We passed by it on the way from the metro.
Is that right?
It's in between here and the metro.
It's funny because I make that walk many, many times and I've never noticed the thing.
Other side of the street.
Okay. Is it just like a, does it live up to its name, or is it ironically fast food?
It's ironically fast food. It's there. It's having done cursory amounts of research. It was, as I mentioned in an email to you, looking at their menu, because a menu is available online. It looks like it's a wannabe, Mondo Fritz.
Oh, okay.
Where you have like a bunch of different burgers, and then they have these sort of like Belgian fry type things with 75 different flavors of mayonnaise.
You'll be happy.
All of which are going to make you so excited.
Yeah. I don't mind the gussy love mayonnaise so much. It's just the straight mayonnaise.
However, there, the one thing then that looking up upon finding the menu, discovered that it is actually a chain from Trois-Rivières.
Ah.
However, they only have 3 franchises, and okay. they all might be corporate owned. So I don't know if exactly you can call it chains and franchises if they only have 3.
Well, then again, you'll recall our recent excursion to Delilo, or whatever it's called, which is also a small franchise operation. So it's not like we're excluding these places.
No.
We're only excluding the bad ones.
And there was then in passing by, because while I do like this neighborhood, I very rarely get up here.
Right.
And so it was then, I passed by and said, there's fast food.
There it is.
And it looks... from the outside, similar to this place, in terms of you could easily go there for beer.
Okay. That was my next question, is do they have a bar?
Yes, they do have a bar.
Good.
It looks yeah, a little bit less, dude it up than this place.
Baroque, I guess, is maybe a...
And then upon looking at the menu, suddenly realized, the menu is exactly, they have a large section of burger stuff.
Do they have, like, a fridge full of crazy Belgian 9% beers cost, like, $17 a bottle?
It was cold out. Okay. Just made sure there were burgers.
Because I'd be, like, more happy with just how Salem was on top, frankly.
I'm certain there will be some beers there.
Okay.
See, it's not going to be like a Delilah or a Dick Ann's where it is a dry night.
Because we do have a theme.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Two men, two burgers, some beer.
Given that you haven't been to the fast food, and you have passed by it,
by it unknowingly.
You sure I didn't send you a link or anything like that?
Oh, you probably did, but that was a long time ago.
Okay. From what I have been saying then, telling you about it, do you have any expectations, any high hopes, low hopes, given that it's on the Plaza Saint-Hubert Strip? That, to me, adds a whole lack of sort of implications.
Yeah, yeah. I might propose to you later. For those of you listening from cities other than Montreal, the Plaza Saint-Hubert Strip is known far and wide as being primarily a place where you buy wedding dresses.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not so much now, but like 15 years ago, you'd walk up the strip, every third store was a wedding dress store. It was unbelievable. It was crazy. So... I always associate this neighborhood with getting married. It's an interesting strip for sure. Like I say, 15, 20 years ago, it was almost all wedding stores and, cheesy stores and not much interesting shoe stores over and over again. I went for a number of years where I never even came near this place, but in the past few years, I've been passing through the neighborhood fairly often. And it's actually pretty cool now. I mean, there's a wide variety of things. There's, everything from health food stores to wedding dress stores and, a nice little variety of accessible little neighborhood restaurants and things like that. With regard to the question of what are my expectations for this fast food place we're going to, I think I'm cautiously middling optimistic.
Okay.
I expect it'll be decent.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be surprised if it's brilliant. I'd also be surprised if it's really bad. I expect it's going to be a middle-of-the-road, decent enough burger. Probably too many ingredients. Probably about half of them on the menu will be well thought out, and the other half will be, stupid things that people are piling on there because it's unusual, as opposed to because it makes a good burger.
But you're only going
to
be having one of them.
Yeah, no, but, you can judge a certain amount by what's on the menu. So I'll probably take a fairly classic kind of burger myself, unless I'm very inspired by, the obscure, refined jellied, asparagus spears or something whatever.
I did not notice any asparagus spears.
There you go. And ultimately, that's the whole point here is with the burger report. Actually, I have no idea what the point of the burger report is, but one of the points is, we make we make a visit to a burger joint. Obviously, we can't make the final statement, the final declaration on whether this place is good or bad. All we can say is, what was our experience like? And now, if I like classic burgers and I go to a burger joint and I get something else, then it's not really fair for me to complain. Because if I like a classic burger and I'm given the option of a classic burger and a sloppy burger, and I take the sloppy burger, if I don't like it, it's my own fault.
No, you live in Montreal. It's cold here. You can still complain about the cold.
That's true. Still.
We are old enough. We both have earned the right to complain about any damn thing we want.
So in my case, I will probably get a burger that's, a burger to my liking, at least on paper. Just like a nice burger with some cheese and bacon or whatever. If it's not very good, then to me that will condemn the whole place. Okay.
Thank you very much for listening to part one of episode 6 of the Montreal Burger Report. Ed Hawko, also known as Blork, and Chris Zeke Hands visit the Gaines Bar and Le Fast Food on the Plaza Saint-Hubert. Next week, Ed Hawko, also known as Blork, and Chris Zeke Hands start talking about the process of the Montreal Burger Report. They then get drawn into, or painted into, a corner about the differences between Impressionist Burger Reports and Expressionist Burger Reports. A discussion about the service and the prices at Gaines Bar ensues, and finally, Blork agrees with Zeke. So touch that screen, mouse, browser, or dial, and be sure to listen, download, or otherwise enjoy and consume Part 2 of Ed Hawko,
also known as Blork,
and Chris Zeke Hands visit to Gaines Bar and Live Fast Foo in next week's Montreal Burger Report. This episode of the Montreal Burger Report was written and produced by Chris Zeke Hands. If you have any ideas, comments, or suggestions, don't hesitate to let us know by email at montrealburger@gmail.com or on the internet at montrealburger.wordpress.com. We would graciously like to thank CKUT for their support, Red Slide and Nano Negro for the music, and you for listening.